Let the Sun Go Down on Me. That was Sir Elton John on your radio, friend. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome in and greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 9:21 on your hump day morning. We've got a big program scheduled for you today. And before the sun goes down here in southeastern Wisconsin, we may be getting some serious storm action. So stay tuned to this quality radio station for AccuWeather updates throughout the day. And while, obviously, when you have a serious, life-threatening storm, it is no laughing matter, there are certainly a lot of jokes at the expense of lawyers. But when you find yourself in need of a good lawyer, it is no laughing matter. For 20 years now, Cabrera's Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. You can get to know attorney John Cabrera's starting right here this Friday at 1 o'clock. He's going to answer some of your questions, too, via the telephone. So listen starting this Friday at 1 o'clock for attorney John Cabrera's on your radio friend, WRJN. So another thing that is not a laughing matter for us folks in the Racine County area, and specifically the city of Racine, is this deal they came up with for the Waukesha water problem. And scheduled coming up after the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be speaking with Racine Mayor John Dickert. He's all fired up about this, and it seems like rightfully so. So we're scheduled to talk to Mayor Dickert. Usually he comes in the studio, but this was a spontaneous, impromptu request for an interview, and we will be hearing from the mayor of the great city of Racine at about 9:40 right here on AM 1400. So yesterday is being considered the day that Donald J. Trump rebooted his campaign. A couple of days ago, he fired his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. Lewandowski took the fall for a disastrous last 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, Donald Trump, seemingly, if you go based on performance, seemingly is trying to sink his own presidential campaign. We talked about before his former communications director who quit last spring, that she had been told that he did not want to actually be president, that he wanted to finish a respectable second, and just he wanted to be a protest candidate. Well, now maybe Trump still doesn't want to win, but he doesn't want to completely destroy the Republican Party and his own brand as much as physically possible. Donald Trump has a little, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump has a little over $1 million in the bank right now for his campaign. That's nothing. He's broke for all practical purposes. Hillary Rodham Clinton has over $40 million in her bank account. Ben Carson, who Donald Trump vanquished during the Republican primary, he's got over $9 million in the bank. Lion Ted Cruz has got over $6 million. Trump has said that he will do for the country what he's done for his business. Now, the fact is Donald Trump has personally gotten very, very wealthy. And during the history of presidential politics, you can always know what a president is not going to do based on what he says he's going to do. Now, we don't know what Hillary Clinton has absolutely no theme at all. Saturday Night Live has gotten it really right in their parody of Hillary, because basically she just is all about wanting power. When Bill got in there, I mean, Bill had this sense that, you know, he felt our pain and that he wanted to bring that kind of empathy into the Oval Office. We didn't know specifically what else he was going to bring to the Oval Office, but nonetheless, So Bill is so much more likable publicly. This is why he still has a relative high approval rating, although it has gone down during the since the campaign has started and since Trump during the primaries attacked him for his peccadilloes when Hillary and Bill, for that matter, attacked Trump for being a womanizer and not treating women properly. But it seems like that Donald J. Trump does not want to be president, and yet he doesn't want to reduce his credibility to such an extent, perhaps now, that he would have nothing left. There is much talk and thought that really what Trump is about now is starting his own cable news network because he has seen that his appearances on all these different programs boost the ratings tremendously. And so he wants to do what Donald Trump does. He wants to capitalize on a situation. Donald Trump has never been about anything else but himself, and he's made no bones about it, really. Trump will be a disaster if he's elected president. He will take this, he has no infrastructure in his campaign. He has no organization. His kids couldn't even get their act together enough to register to vote for him in the New York primary. Money does beget money, and the rich do get richer, and Trump has figured that out. But as far as a large organization and a leadership style, he clearly does not have it. You just have to trace what presidents in the past have promised. Ronald Reagan, what was his big thing? The problems of the government, size of the government, the federal government, the reach of the federal government. The federal government grew under Ronald Wilson Reagan. And then, of course, George W. Bush famously said that we should not be about nation building. And we know what happened there. Bill Clinton said that he was going to have the most ethical administration in history. We know what happened there. Barack Obama said that he was going to have the most transparent administration ever. It's been the most secretive administration perhaps in the history of the country. Certainly in the history of mass technology and mass media. Yesterday, Trump sat down with David Muir of ABC News, and this is how that sounded.
Hillary Clinton said of you that just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
I heard what she said. I built a great, great company. It's worth tens. I mean, it's just a very, very valuable company. Some of the greatest assets in the world, including with what we're sitting on right here. She has a bad temperament. She would do so badly with the economy.
She pointed to something that you have set out in the campaign trail, saying, I'm going to do for the country what I've done for business. But then she argued that you intentionally ran up huge amounts of debt, you bankrupted your companies not once but four times, and that hundreds of jobs were lost. How are you going to respond to Clinton, and were average Americans affected in any way by these bankruptcies?
Okay, so what I've done is I've used brilliantly the laws of the country, and not personally, just corporate. And if you look at people like myself that are at the highest levels of business, they've used, many of them have done it many, many times. They
use, but did any average Americans pay the price, though, for
no,
that?
No, but I'm running a business. You have to understand, I'm running a business. I'm running a business for myself, for my company, for my employees, and for my family.
And we asked Trump about his newest fundraising numbers, dwarfed by Clinton's. Will he continue to fund his own campaign?
Are you going to continue to self-fund?
I may.
How
because
much?
To me, I think, I don't know, I can do whatever I want.
Let me ask you about something else regarding Hillary Clinton in the last 24 hours. You have brought up her religion, saying we don't know anything about Hillary in terms of religion.
I don't know much about her now.
What would you like to know that you don't know about
nothing,
Hillary Clinton?
Well, whatever it is, I just don't know. Somebody
so
asked me the question. I didn't bring it up. Somebody asked me the question. I said, I don't know much about her religion.
And lastly, we asked Trump about his speech later today.
You will take on Hillary Clinton. In recent days, I did sit down with Secretary Clinton, and I asked her what will be off limits for her in going after you, your marriages, your personal life. She said that she will not answer personal attacks, that she will run a campaign based on the issues that voters most care about. So the same question for you. What will be off limits for you in going after her?
Well, I know why she says that, and I think that's fine. I think that's smart for her to say that. I hit Bill a couple of times because once he's in the campaign, you know, if he's in the campaign, I guess he deserves to be hit. But I would much rather have it based on issues and policy. I think we win on issues and policy.
That, of course, is just not true. First of all, he was not asked a question about Hillary's religion. He had a meeting with evangelical leaders yesterday in New York with 1,000 evangelical Christian leaders. And I'm going to be talking more about that in the next hour. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host. It is 9:30 on your hump day morning. The great Tom Carco is standing by in the news center with your WRJN news next.
Jackpots at Pottawatomie during our 25th anniversary celebration. They could happen at any time, any seat, any dollar amount.